Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
So glad that you guys have been with us this week talking about powerful truths you need to know about heaven. This is part three.
I think we could literally do 4 or 5 weeks on this because the scripture talks a lot about heaven. And heaven is more complex than most people make it. Most people think of heaven as some place you go when you die, but the scripture talks about heaven much more in the way that heaven interacts with earth, and that makes it more complex because it's like getting your feet muddy. It's like, you know, you're getting your feet dirty now, which goes to my illustration today is, have you ever heard it said about somebody that they are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good?
I have.
What are they saying when they say that?
You got your head up in the clouds.
And we need to get your feet on the earth.
Yeah. You know what my 8th grade basketball coach called me?
Oh, yeah. What's that?
This is a very vulnerable moment. Are you ready? My nickname for him was Space Cadet because I just could not grasp some of the plays that he was trying to run with us as 8th graders.
Yeah.
I was Space Cadet.
Was that out of his frustration that he was calling that, or was that just his way of saying, you know, I've got a Space Cadet?
He liked me individually, but I think I was frustrating for him
as
a basketball
player. Yeah, right, because you couldn't get it.
Space Cadet. Yeah. I was one of those guys that I was like the best practice player.
Mm-hmm.
So in practice, I could execute.
Yeah.
But then in a basketball game, I was a Space Cadet. So that was the nickname. Name calling, whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, right. Okay, so powerful truths you need to know about heaven. One powerful truth about heaven is that this Bible says it is possible to have 1 foot in heaven and 1 foot on the earth at the same time. Grasp that. You can have 1 foot in heaven and 1 foot on the earth at the same time. Matter of fact, we're designed to have 1 foot in heaven and 1 foot on the earth at the same time. Now, we're going to pull from Hebrews chapter 12, which is going to bring this out. And he says, excuse me, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Now, he's comparing in contrast to the physical city of Jerusalem in their day, where the temple was. And he says, it's the heavenly Jerusalem. Boom. He's trying to get them to identify no longer with a physical Jerusalem and a physical temple where they did animal sacrifices, but to identify with a heavenly Jerusalem, with a heavenly sacrifice, Jesus. And so he's going to go on a little bit about it, and he says, and to innumerable angels, to in festal gathering, and that's something, celebrating angels, I guess, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, think of being enrolled in school, only you're enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, so spiritual people, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now, I love this verse. This is Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. I fell in love with this verse, but the risk is that it can make you so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could take this and get that foot in heaven and 1 foot on the earth in a practical way. Let's kind of go down it, okay? Let's go to the heavenly Jerusalem. What do you think he's after there, and what's one way we could have a foot in heaven and a foot in earth at the same time with the heavenly Jerusalem as opposed to the physical Jerusalem and the physical temple. He was trying to compare and contrast.
Yeah, well, if you're stuck in a physical Jerusalem and a physical temple, you're only there when you're there.
Okay, all right. Yep. I mean, okay.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
You're only there when you're there.
Yeah.
But if you have your foot in the heavenly Jerusalem, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah.
Workplace, home.
Right, right.
Traveling.
Yeah.
Missions, whatever, whatever it is, you have access to the heavenlies.
To take it anywhere you go.
Anywhere.
Yeah. 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 It goes to work with you.
Yeah.
Goes in the car with you. Yeah. Goes home with you. Goes to your marriage with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. The interesting thing, if you ever want to be intrigued, encouraged, and confused all at the same time, just listen to some of the Bible Project podcasts on this topic.
Oh, really?
And how they tie this to quantum physics and there being a not an alternate reality, but and
are they using that as an analogy, or that, are they?
I think there's a little bit of an attachment there.
Oh, really?
That some
wow,
of
okay.
them have.
All right.
Of
okay.
How our access through the Holy Spirit is like having a portal into another dimension, the heavenly dimension.
Well, that works.
It yeah. works. Mm-hmm. It 100% works. But you walk away from the podcast being like, man, how do I make sense of anything?
Yeah,
of that?
Yeah, right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
yeah.
the analogy rings true mm-hmm. of I can have a foot in that dimension,
yeah.
my mind in that dimension for the impact of, well, I can take that anywhere I'm going.
Yeah. Now, the author of Hebrews had a very practical purpose for all of this. He was trying to get God's people to stop looking to Jerusalem, the temple, the Jews, anything about that as key to God's plan, because they were no longer key to God's plan. Mm-hmm. The church is now key. God's people in Jesus are now the key to all God's plan. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get them to separate from that thinking and say, listen, we expect Jerusalem to be judged and destroyed and that temple to be torn down, so we're going to need the church to think differently and connect to God's plan in the church. Yeah. So that's the heavenly Jerusalem. So there is very practical application for them, mm-hmm. but yes, very practical for us as well, as you can take that heavenly Jerusalem with you wherever you go, right? Mm-hmm. And where two or three are gathered in my name. You know, I applied this to a guy that had to go serve in Afghanistan, and he was really worried about it. And it's not that he was going to take huge risks. He was a mechanic. Mm-hmm. But what his concern was isolation. He had served overseas before, and he'd found his faith here. And I said, you know, it's been my experience that everywhere that the military goes, there's a group of guys having a Bible study that are genuinely serving Jesus. Mm-hmm. Find that group. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, he found the chaplain, and then the chaplain said, yeah, check out these guys, and found his group of guys mm-hmm. that are having a Bible study, mm-hmm. you know, serving the Lord there. And the chaplain really appreciated him, because the chaplain's like, well, I'm restricted, and so you could actually be an advocate for me mm-hmm. to help me, mm-hmm. you know. And so it was a good deal, mm-hmm. right? He took the heavenly Jerusalem with him over to Afghanistan. Okay.
That's awesome.
And to innumerable angels in festal gathering. Well, that sounds kind of ethereal. practical. How can we get our foot in the earth on that one? And this should go right up your alley here. You know what I'm saying?
whatever could you mean? I don't understand.
Well, you know, if the angels are singing in heaven, maybe we should be singing on the earth.
You bet.
I mean, that's kind of the thought process there.
I could read Revelation 2, Revelation 4, and Revelation 5.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And over again. Because the songs of heaven are so inspiring.
And if you're waiting to get to heaven before you start singing, you're probably waiting too long.
Well, you're not just waiting too long. Man, you're missing out. You're missing out. I promise you this. If you come on a Sunday morning to Abundant Life Church, you will have an opportunity to feel as if you have been transported into the heavenlies.
Come on. Yeah.
Because we are going to be here, and our focus is going to be on Jesus. And Jesus alone, singing glory to the Lamb.
And of course, what the Bible is actually proposing is that some of those angels that are in festal gathering, when people begin to worship on the earth, some of those angels actually come and hang out with them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they like it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go down that thought.
Let's go.
Right in your worship service, there could be angels hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out, worshiping with you. Because they like that kind of thing.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. And to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. All right. Let's bring that down to the earth to get our foot in the earth. There's actually very trigger words in here that should clue us in about how we're going to get our foot in heaven and on earth here. So the assembly, there's a trigger word. What's the assembly make you think?
Church.
Where people are gathered in Jesus' name. Where two or three people are gathered in Jesus' name, or in church where hundreds of people are gathered in Jesus' name. So you got to come together.
Small group.
Small group. Yeah. You got to come together is the bottom line. Yeah. Is you're going to assemble together. And then the word firstborn is a trigger word. What does firstborn in Bible think? What you got any thoughts on firstborn from a Bible think?
I mean, beginning of legacies.
Yeah.
It's that, it's the, at that time, the firstborn would have gotten, what is it? Is it, it's not twice the amount. It was some type of percentage.
They got double, they got double the inheritance,
their inheritance
to take care of the family.
Yeah, it would be twice.
Yeah. So the concept is that when you get enrolled in heaven, when Jesus becomes your Savior and Lord, you get a double portion to take care of others. And so God entrusts you with a double portion of his joy, his peace, his love, sometimes his finances, his all of his resources to take care of others.
You become a legacy builder.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So those are good trigger words. And then he says, and to God, the judge of all. We'll skip over that.
We'll let somebody else teach
that. We'll let somebody else teach that one.
Judgment.
And to the spirits of righteous made perfect. I like that one. That he's actually proposing here is that you got one foot in heaven where you're righteous and one foot on earth where you're practicing your righteousness, right? So I am righteous in heaven, but I'm practicing my righteousness on the earth. What is it? Somebody said, it's easy to be righteous when you're alone. I memorized it as pastoring would be easy if it wasn't for people.
That's it.
Marriage would be easy if it wasn't for wives. No, wait a minute. Husbands. Family would be easy if it wasn't for your kids.
You said it. And my wife is probably thinking marriage would be easy if it, if it wasn't for Jared. So that's the...
Business would be easy if it wasn't for employees.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's true.
So, you know, your righteousness, you, we are righteous made perfect in heaven, then we practice that on the earth. And then, of course, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that, let's unpack that one because it's worth it. To the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Okay, he's speaking of the blood of Jesus. So in heaven, our sins are forgiven. What does that mean on the earth?
Our sins are forgiven.
Our sins are forgiven, but the also is we get a new beginning because our sins are forgiven.
Yeah,
that
that's good.
When you get your sins forgiven, you get to start over with God. Now, sometimes people don't let you start over, but God will let you start over. And so the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, which the reason why it's a better word, and I'll close on this thought, is the than the blood of Abel, is that the blood of Abel did not allow for Cain to get a new start in God. But the blood of Jesus allows even the murderer to get a new start in Jesus if they are willing to get their sins forgiven and repent and turn to Jesus. Wow. So this the sprinkled blood of Jesus speaks better than the blood of Abel. Hope that meant something to you. The bottom line is if what you'll want to do is get one foot in heaven, one foot on the earth, and what you're doing is you're applying the benefits of heaven into the earth, in your marriage, in your business, in your work, in your drive, in the way you drive, just in every aspect of this day. And if you'll do that, you'll be pulling on that, those amazing benefits of heaven, and people on the earth will get the benefits.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.